Looking for something fun to do this fall? Perhaps something you can do with the kids and just enjoy some quiet time together away from the cell phones, the computers, and all that other stuff that makes our lives so crazy? Well, perhaps fishing is just the thing. A lot of folks think of fishing. They think of fishing in the summertime, but fall fishing can be some of the best fishing of the year. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a reminder that the air is cool. The views are picturesque, so even if the fish aren't necessarily biting as well as you'd like, at least you have some great things to look at. But the fish generally are pulling out of their late summer slumber, and sometimes you can really get a haul in the fall when you go out and fish. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources does provide a fishing forecast, and you can check that. It updates pretty much every week. They'll get some ideas on from their people out in the field as to what's happening in some of the hot spots around the state. So if you're wondering where some of the best places are to toss a line, well, you can find out by going to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website and looking for that fishing forecast. Now, you can, for example, this week, the most recent fishing forecast, and they bounce it around to different locations around the state. For example, the most recent forecast shows Lake Anita here in Cass County, and Viking Lake in Montgomery County. They suggest that you try around the numerous brush piles right now for largemouth bass. They're seeing and pulling bass out that are over 20 inches long. The fishing, they say, will heat up as the water temperature starts to drop here this fall as well. So some good times to go out and enjoy some of that in some of those local areas, those local lakes, Viking Lake and Lake Anita. Now, if you like to do a little bit of traveling in the fall as well, there are some other locations around the state, like, for example, Clear Lake up in Cerro Gordo County. Yellow bass fishing, they said, is excellent in the fall there. Use small jigs tipped with nightcrawler, minnows, and cut bait. And they suggest that you stay on the move to find schools of fish. The average size yellow bass is about 9 inches. Say a number of master angler qualifying yellow bass, 10 inches, are available to catch this fall as well. So if you really like a challenge, there you go. Coralville Reservoir over in Johnson County, they say the fall bite is best for walleyes and white bass in that location. Throw crankbaits on sloping rock banks. They also say you can catch crappies near brush or steeper rock banks on jigs or minnows if you are enjoying that area. Don Williams Lake in Boone County, a little closer to home here. They say a strong black crappie population welcomes anglers there. Drift the middle of the lake with small jigs in the early part of fall. The fish will move to structure in late fall and quickly locate structure in the lake with the printable fishing structures maps that are available. Also, Lake Iowa in Iowa County. There you try small jigs or worms around the brush piles or along weed edges to catch bluegills up to 9 inches and red deer sunfish up to 12 inches. Catch 9 to 11 inch black crappies around the brush on jigs or minnows there. Back over in Johnson County at Lake McBride, they're catching 13 to 20 inch walleyes with much larger fish available. Troll crankbaits or cast jigs to rock reefs and humps in 8 to 15 feet of water. You can cast jigs or minnows around and over brush piles for 10 to 12-inch crappies. Wiper fishing picks up in the fall. Try crankbaits and swim baits fished off points and rock reef edges for 14 to 28-inch wipers and 3 to 6-pounders being an average fish in that location. Also, a little closer to home here in Pottawatomie County over at Lake Manawa, they say a fall trip has the potential to put a trophy walleye or a wiper on the line. Use twister tails or shad wraps on the rocks lining the west shore of the lake for walleyes. Wipers tend to hang out on the north shore near the inlet. So some pretty good-sized fish available there at Lake Manawa in Pottawatomie County. Now also, if you like fishing the river, the Mississippi River, if you head over to eastern Iowa, fall smallmouth bass fishing, they said, can be fantastic this time of the year. Cast close to the rock piles or the rocky shoreline with current. Smallmouths often hide in the rock crevices, and they rarely venture more than a foot from the rocks to feed. So you want to locate where tributary streams enter the Mississippi River with the electronic printable river maps. You can find rock lines and piles near the confluence of these rivers, starting especially in late September and early October, and you might find some hot bite areas in those locations. Also, those urban trout lakes, they say unique trout fishing opportunities for novice and young anglers are available across the state. So if you would like to maybe use this time of the year to get some of the youngsters involved, get them interested in fishing, and maybe have a little success early on, Because honestly, isn't that the way you get young people really interested in fishing? If the times you go out, you end up sitting on the bank or in the boat and not really having any luck with young children, yeah, they kind of get bored pretty quickly, don't they? If they have some success early on, that's where you, well, pardon the expression, get them hooked. That's where you get them really excited about that. So if you want to go online before you head out, you can visit iowadnr.gov/trout, and you can get a list of urban trout lakes and when each of those will be stocked. So watch the fish being stocked, and you can attempt to catch your first trout. Maybe a way to get those youngsters involved. There are a lot of ways to find new favorite fishing spots. Everybody who's out there fishing, they all seem to have their honey holes somewhere, places that they really enjoy and feel like they have a lot of luck in some of those areas. But there are a lot of good areas around the state of Iowa, and you can find new fishing spots, favorite spots perhaps, with the interactive fishing atlas that they provide at the DNR. And when you take a look at that atlas, it's really just a simple topography map of the state of Iowa and the upper Midwest. But it does have these little blue pins that you can find with these different locations, and they give you the depths there as well. Like, for example, around our area, they even include the Atlantic Quarry Pond here locally. It's got an 81-foot depth to it. Conklin Fish Farm, an 11-foot depth. If you head over to Farm Creek Lake, the depth there is 20 feet. Also at Lake Anita, 32-foot depth. At Littlefield Lake, it's a 14-foot depth. At Prairie Rose Lake, they list that as a 21-foot depth. Arrowhead Pond has a depth of 13 feet. We could go on and on and on. Lake Icarie is at 30 feet. Viking Lake, 39 feet. We could go on quite a bit. But actually, you see what it's so kind of a resource that too can be. But actually, when you look at that, a lot of the concentrations of some of those lakes and ponds that they list are really fairly concentrated in pretty highly in southwest Iowa. So you really don't have to travel too far and wide if you want to go out and try to find some of those different locations to fish. You can find out plenty of information. If you go to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website, they do provide you with all kinds of information there about fall fishing in general. Of course, you can find that fishing forecast, but also you can find plenty of other information as well. Information about some of the places to see with regard to fishing licenses and some of those things that you need to know about. And of course, you see with the fall fishing forecast, they're also giving you some hints on what type of bait you may want to use there as well. Also, one of the things you're going to see popping up here fairly soon on the Iowa DNR website, if you want to check that on a fairly regular basis this time of the year. They also put up a fairly weekly, they try to keep it fairly weekly, a fall foliage forecast in addition to the fall fishing forecast. We mentioned that part of the enjoyment of fall fishing is how beautiful the landscape is around you. That even if you're not having the best of luck in a particular time or just to kind of kill time, look around. Enjoy some of the outside beauty of nature that's just around you there. Especially if you're sitting out in a boat on a lake somewhere, you're just completely surrounded with all kinds of colors. And they will give you a weekly update on what the fall foliage is doing in some of the different parts of the state of Iowa. In fact, we're not too far away from some of the northern parts of the state seeing some dramatic color changing. And then usually the center part of Iowa, that typically happens around the second or so week of the month of October. And then you get into the middle to latter part of October, and that's typically when we see the balance of the weather change here with the fall foliage here in the southern part of the state. So keep your eyes open for all of that too. And we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to that here in the coming weeks. But the fall colors can be pretty spectacular, and you don't have to travel far to see a lot of that. I know folks like to sometimes head over toward the rivers, the Mississippi or the Missouri, and some of their favorite locations to see some of those dramatic fall color changes. But you can really find that at any of the lakes and parks and some of the locations here locally. So you don't have to necessarily make it a weekend trip. It could just be a nice little day trip to enjoy some of the beauty here of Iowa. So enjoy fall, and if fishing is your thing, make sure you get out and enjoy some of the best time of the year to get out and fish here in the fall and have yourself some fun.